Welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, thrilled and delighted to be your host. And you know, we have a commitment each week with Advanced Living Radio. Daily I pray, Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives, so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Yes, we've got a lot of fun on the way to putting this project into place. And guess what? We're in for a treat today. And as you know, our show is sponsored by AdvancedLiving.com. And so you're invited to go to visit AdvancedLiving.com and see the wonderful comfort technology that's used by people like Jack Canfield and Reverend Michael Beckwith, Stars of the Secret, and Eva Selhub, the Harvard MD who ran their wellness center for 7 years. You just simply plug this in, and it's like having the Dalai Lama show up and meditate in your room. Raises the healing vibration, counteracts electromagnetic pollution. Get ready for something easy that'll make your life better. And speaking of things that are easy that make your life better, oh boy, are we in for a treat today. We have a wonderful guest, Stephen Pranger. And Stephen has been in the healing arts for 35 years, including massage and acupressure and just spiritual and energy work. And he uses various meditation techniques of the Hindu, Buddhist, and Tibetan origins. And talk about being able to tune in. He's a clairaudient, he's clairvoyant, clairsentient, and this is enabling him to read people's auric and sound fields. And from this, he developed and founded the Chrysalis Way, which is a wonderful applied piezoelectric music, and this is specially tuned to an individual's fundamental sound fields in a reflective manner. And he uses this information to play back the perfect blueprint of someone's vibrational being, resulting in profound levels of wholeness and wellness. And he also intuits the sound fields of the environment and its surroundings, and he can play a reflective symphony of sounds. He currently plays for individual and group meditations, as well as individual sound therapy sessions, and he's got some CDs out there. There's one that's called The Chrysalis Project. It was recorded on the beaches of San Diego. You gotta love those beaches. And also the magical canyons in Utah, and incorporates the sound of nature, and some of the music is accompanied by flutes and guess what, from Australia, in New Zealand, the didgeridoo. And the second one is called Ultimate Rest, and it's designed specifically to induce deep states of relaxation and sleep. Particularly good for insomniacs, who isn't one of those almost these days. And those who struggle with meditation. And that's another thing. Everyone tells you, go meditate, right? Yeah, well, good luck if you're not used to it. So this CD could be very helpful. And it also uses some hypnotherapy, utilizing positive life-transforming affirmations and declarations. So, okay, folks, strap on your ear set, because we're going to be in for some great things here. Welcome aboard, Stephen.
Thank you, Kenneth. Thank you very much. And I just want to say I am with you 100% for an awakened and unified humanity.
Hooray! We're going for it.
That's what it's all about.
Yes, it is. It's and of course, I got the privilege of coming to one of your sessions recently, and walking into a beautiful environment with all of these amazing white, various sized bowls, and I'm just kind of curious if you can give us a little bit of information about this type of music. What is this stuff?
Well, Kenneth, here's the way I see it. There is a new world sound evolving and awakening in this universe, on our planet, and in each and every one of us. These frequencies and vibrations produced by these crystal singing bowls, I like to say, harmonize in perfect sympathetic resonance with our whole being. By the way, did anyone tell you that you would never be the same once having walked into one of these?
Oh, my gosh. Well, no wonder I'm feeling better. Aha!
the vibrational sounds literally transform the mind, the body, and our souls, bringing them to new heights of awareness. It's a new language is what it is, a new language of sound. And it aligns and entrains with our own unique vibrations. Mm. And it definitely produces states of deep meditation and awakens this greater spirit within us, bringing us greater intuition, creativity, and inspiration.
Hmm. Wow. That's so good to hear about, because we need some support. Now, I'm curious, what got you started with this, and how long have you been doing it?
Well, it all got started. It was a long time ago. 1966.
Hmm.
Yes.
No, not in the 60s.
Yeah, of course. I'm of that era.
Okay.
But in it was all in a restaurant in San Diego, California. May is a very ambitious young man. I discovered that crystal wine glasses made a very cool sound. And there I was, playing the wine glasses in the restaurant. Somewhat of a nuisance of myself, as I could tell by all the looks I got from everyone in the restaurant. I just couldn't leave it alone. I just insisted, completely ignored what everybody else was doing, because I was just immediately hooked.
Yeah.
On that. It was doing something for me. I had no idea back then that now is what it was doing for me.
Okay, so that was kind of your initiation.
Yeah,
into the awareness of the vibration.
Yeah, introduction to the sound.
Oh, okay.
And y'all know, if you heard wine glasses, they're kind of unusual. Well, 5 years ago, I acquired a Tibetan singing bowl, and I was asked to just play that at meditations that we, casually held at our residence at the time, And people really liked it. Hey, could you play that bowl? And sure, why not? So that's what I did.
Mm.
But about actually 3.5 years ago, is when I found the crystal singing bowls in a metaphysical bookstore.
Okay.
This is where it really started to happen. This is where I found these crystal singing bowls to emulate that sound that I once heard as a young boy. And I couldn't keep my hands off of them. I would go into that bookstore every chance I got, every time, and play those singing bowls. And I did a great job again. I'm still kind of a feisty young guy.
Yeah.
At ignoring the signs that said do not touch. And I just simply thought, well, I'm not touching them, I'm playing them.
Of course. Of course. That's an important distinction.
Yes. Well, needless to say, I got hooked in a big way. So I started to buy some singing bowls. Well, I think I more or less just messed around with them and thought, this is really neat. You know, again, I played the crystal singing bowls for some of the meditations that I was giving. But you know, it was actually 2.5 years ago that I really discovered just what the potential of the music was. And this came about, had a very, very profound experience happen myself. And about 3 months after I got my first set of bowls, I had a very transforming experience. I was in a restaurant with a group of people, and everybody's talking, as usual, like they usually talk in restaurants, kind of on the loud side, very much, talking about what's new going on around in life. Pretty normal conversation. And all of a sudden, this shift happened. As I listened to one person in the group talking, their voice became resonant in kind of a synthesized manner, of something like you'd hear kind of a foily or metallic resonance to it. I'm sure people are familiar with what the humazoo sounds like.
The what?
Humazoo.
Oh, humazoo.
Yes. Mm. Well, this is what the voice started to sound like. And then as the other people began talking, everyone else started sounding the same way. Before I knew it, the whole restaurant was filled with this vocal sound. That this is really, really amazing. I was somewhat shocked, but I didn't let them know I was so shocked because I felt like if I told them what I was really hearing, they'd think I was absolutely nuts.
Yeah. Okay, so you were... But others weren't noticing this at the level you were, I take it.
No, they weren't. Later on, I explained it to a couple of my friends, and they were amazed. They didn't understand it, but nonetheless amazed. I knew that something very, very different had happened. And from then on, I began to notice and experience vibration in a much more profound, a much deeper sense. This is about the time I realized that I was actually hearing the sound given off by the vibration from the movement of people's physical actions, even their emotions shifting.
Wow.
All this is setting off vibrations, you know.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It became audible to me. I began to hear this sound and this movement.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
That opens up new horizons there.
It did.
Oh, wow.
It opened up a whole new way of hearing. And to this day, it has also transformed the way that I see. I see sound forms as well as hear them, and I can certainly feel them. So this has just been a real evolving process for me. And these particular sounds of these crystal singing bowls, I believe, are what ignited or awakened these faculties within.
Oh, okay. Now, it makes me curious. You've been involved in this, and I didn't know if you do this alone or other instruments or other musicians. Is it just the bowls? How is this evolving for you?
The majority of the time I play alone while playing for meditation and healing groups or in the individual therapy sessions. It's a very, very intimate process, actually. but I do also work with other musicians, and I put on concerts and larger events. It's nice to have, you know, some complementary and intuitive musicians. I like the intuitive musicians playing along with me with the different musical instruments. They have a way of kind of capturing other expressive events of a person's emotions and consciousness. As we know, music is very much the statement of societies, let alone an individual's context.
Oh, yeah. Context
being.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I've used a pretty good variety of other musicians. I've used vocalists, guitarists, pianists, flutists, violinists, celloists, percussionists, and various instruments. Of course, I personally play the didgeridoo and pan flutes. But then most of this other variety of music I reserve more for the more concert style events, the larger venues. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I can't wait for your appearance with the New York Philharmonic.
You know it. I'll be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Call. Be there.
Stephen goes to Broadway. We like this. now,
I'm going to have discussions with Yanni and the Celtic women. There's some concert style events coming up. I think we can talk about maybe perhaps a little bit later in to the interview here.
And
got some wonderful events coming up.
Good. Well, we'll definitely want to include that. Now, we've mentioned, you know, that there are these white crystal bowls. And, of course, it would be nice if you could describe a bit about these, how many you're using and the sizes, how they're made, all of that.
Yes. The quartz crystal singing bowls are made from 99.999% pure quartz. The manufacturers start with pure pulverized silica. Then they take and they warm that pulverized silica up to about 4,000 degrees.
Ooh, hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, to get it to flow.
Yeah.
Very, very difficult to get quartz to flow.
Mm.
Spoken with a few foundry experts, and quartz is takes a lot of heat. A lot of energy. So they get this into a molten state, and then they put it into a mold. And the mold is typically centrifuged to drive out the air as an impurity in the cast. So this is how they make these bowls. There's about a dozen foundries around the world that currently make these, and surprisingly, you know, Kenneth, that...
You could just call me anything. I'm hearing the sound of crystal bowls in the background, and my name no longer matters. This is wonderful. I've gone beyond that.
These quartz bowls are not musical instruments at all. they're actually crucibles for making semiconductor materials in. They're used by the semiconductor trade.
Oh.
Yes, they actually brew batches of chemicals and solutions, and they grow quartz wafers for semiconductor technology and you know, equipment. So they use quartz because it's pure and it won't leach any impurities back into the batch when they're making this.
Wow.
Yeah.
How
they became musical instruments, I heard that about 20-something years ago in Silicon Valley, there were two cooks, you know, in the semiconductor batching department named Ned and Willie. And one day, Ned and Willie, of course, they got around a little too much methyl ethyl ketone film, fumes, got a little on the high side and said, "Hey, check it out. Check it out, Willie. Listen to this bowl. Cha-ching! Hey, that's good. Well, listen to mine. Hey, we have the making of a song. Ned and Willie."
Yeah.
So that's
wow.
How they...
So that's, as best you know, that's some of the beginning of the use of these, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, well...
Wow. Wow. Now, it's kind of curious to me, is there just like one way to play them, or is there different ways to play these things?
Well, these do come in a variety of sizes.
Yeah.
And the sizes range anywhere from about 6 inches high to 6 inches in diameter, all the way up to 24 inches high by 36 inches in diameter. Each bowl has its own pitch or musical note. And now the varying determine the frequency of vibration or their octave. So for instance, the larger the bowl, the lower the octave, or the lower the tone.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Currently, I use 15 bowls. I aim to collect 28 so that I might cover all 7 notes in 4 octaves. Be the ultimate in a performance of harmonics and frequency.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
But
absolutely.
For now, 15 bowls. They're expensive.
Oh my gosh! I can just see you now with a special stage set up where the bowls are encircled around you at different heights, and you're there and able to move up and down like on a little. Feet that goes up and down, so you could be at different levels with these bowls, so you could get to them easily. Oh my gosh, that would be awesome,
Kenneth. I've got this great vision, and it's given me very clearly a beautiful way, and yet very practical way of arranging these bowls and setting them up. So not only my access will be just a reach, a striker away. Display. I will have access to new notes, new chords, new harmonics, never heard before.
Oh my gosh! There's dolphins out there listening to the program that are getting pretty excited, Stephen.
Ben, all you sponsors out there, step on up, because this vision's grand, and the cost. You know, it's going to take a little bit to get this.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I mean, the bowls. Is there like hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars? Do you have to like sell children from the neighborhood to get them? What's the deal?
I'm probably still paying them off. Dollars worth in quartz bowls, and but you know it's a good number. It really, I can create a nice range of vibrational frequencies and sounds with them. It's definitely something, you know, to save a little for.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just curious, playing these, I don't know if it's just rub it, because like you did with the wine glass, you wet a finger and you rub the edge, or what do you do with these crystal bowls to get them to sing?
Essentially, I play them by moving a handheld striker around the rim, or I can also play them percussively by striking the bowls on the sides. I play it in a good variety combination of those techniques. There's in the going around the rim. There's ways to play in sync with the rhythm of the bowl itself. Each one of these bowls now have a frequency, a vibrational signature of their own, if you will. And with that, they all have, if you looked at it on an oscilloscope, or you're looking at the sine pattern, the wave, it has a very distinctive wave pattern. Therefore, it has a rhythm. And it's just like playing in time with, or in count with another musical instrument or piece. For instance, like the one bowl is note F, and that very much has a signature rhythm to it, and it just so happens that note F corresponds to the heart center or heart chakra. So there's very a definite rhythm of a heartbeat embedded within that frequency of that bowl.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's also something very, very special about these quartz bowls that I always like to say gives this music an attitude. Very much has an attitude, and I've learned to play with this and be an enhancement to it as I play, doing things like bending notes or projecting pitches, and this is done not just mechanically, you know, through the method that I actually play, but this has to do with the nature of these quartz crystal bowls. Something very special about that, because they're made of pure quartz crystal. We know the nature of quartz for a long time has been utilized for its properties as a receiver and transmitter of radio frequencies. It's also found in semiconductor materials, as I mentioned before. It's a very manufacturing process. It's an excellent medium of exchange of frequencies of electricity and light. And quartz crystal is also like a big sponge to the surrounding vibrations. It picks them up quite readily. Everything in this world of art vibrates, both in living and non-living things. You see, this vibration, it's stored as a memory within the bowl's quartz themselves. So these understand, they sort of begin to pick up an attitude. Now, because these bowls are made of pure quartz, and they have a very powerful transmitting effect, there's a there's an actual energy field that's emitted by the quartz. It's called piezoelectricity. Grab a drink of water.
All right. Okay. Drinking on the job again.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, this stuff does to water.
You didn't drink it out of one of the bowls, did you?
Yeah, actually, I filled bowls up and during the meditations and saturated them with these beautiful vibrations. And then we consume the water afterwards. And by gosh, we've made some serious batches of Tonga Wonga Punch. Some definitely mind-altering, taste-bending solutions of water.
Wow, folks. You can imagine this is there's a lot of uses for these things, and talk about life-changing and fun at the same time. I love this. Now, we're getting close to the time, because I don't know how many of my listeners have noticed that softly in the background has been one of your concerts being played.
Oh, yes.
And and I'd like to get an opportunity to perhaps have all of us get to hear a little bit more of that at a more pronounced level, kind of like we would when we get one of your CDs or attend one of your concerts.
Yes. Yeah, actually that soundtrack that they're listening to in the background right now is actually from the Ultimate Rest CD. That's track two. It's the name of the song is Emotional Serenity. And it's very, very, very calming, very deeply stress-reducing effect. And certainly want them to have that experience, and they believe we can turn that up a little bit and let them just experience some time with that.
Oh, okay. That'd be great. Well, we'll just take about, 5 minutes to get in a comfortable position and practice some deep breathing.
Yes, and deep breathing is about all it takes. Really, no effort involved here. It's about receiving.
Okay, well, we'll have Seth, our sound engineer, turn things up, and when it gets to the level that you like it, just let him know.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's certainly a beautiful taste treat, and I'm excited to let people know that they can go visit your website and then hear some more samples, right?
Oh, yes.
And what's the name of that website?
Yes, they can go to www.chrysalis.com, Chrysalis, C-R-Y-S-L-A-S, www.chrysalis.com.
All right.
And there are the CDs are available, the two CDs that you had mentioned, and soon there is going to be downloadable soundtracks and CDs available on the website. So I'm really looking forward to that, pretty excited.
Yes, and yeah. the soundtrack samples that a person can go there and download and listen to a little bits of it.
Yes.
Plus,
yes.
They can also get to see the magical place in Utah, where there you are, with bowls in this amazing canyon.
Oh yes, we have pictures of these places, and it was fabulous, magical, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's that really speak to me.
Yeah. Cool.
Yes.
That's fabulous. Well, I'm just kind of wondering, why is this kind of music and sound beneficial to experience and to listen to it?
Well, because of the energy, the properties of these sounds are so unusual. Like I said, they have a piezoelectric field that's being emitted. And the field is made up of light, electricity, and heat. And its broadcast rates are most likely immeasurable. You know, the audible sound part of it can be heard over 2,000 feet away. It's a very, very powerful vibrations in sound. And they're working with things that move very fast, like light and electricity. And, you know, essentially, we're vibrational beings through and through, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. You know, we're subject to the influence of other vibrations, very much so. You know, as vibrations, we are particularly sensitive to the ones of our own thoughts and emotions, both from our own creation or the vibrations of others. The vibrations of the bowls are very novel and very powerful. And new is a good thing for our minds. You know, our minds, I believe our minds were built to recognize what's new in this continuum of change that we call life. Think of it as a way of helping us to flush out discordant vibrations by activating the new. Think of it this way. Our minds are more or less swept clean, giving us clearer awareness, especially of our true spiritual nature, which is very expansive. See, now we can have a closer and clearer, much broader vision to see it, sense it.
Mm-hmm.
We're therefore able to observe ourselves in our own acts of creation. It's one and the same thing as becoming super conscious.
Wow. Well, that sounds worth having. And I'm curious what kind of general reaction do you get from the audiences during and after these sound events that you do with these crystal bowls?
General reaction is in three letters. Wow. Wow.
So they come in SOS, and they go out WOW.
It's always amazing. as everyone is sitting in blissful silence and complete peaceful relaxation, I've had several people actually go into a deep sleep and not awaken until they're aroused, so don't shake them. And, I've seen children, they react very well to this. They become still and quiet in little or no time at all. People have even brought their animals with them here recently at some of the events, seeing impaired person brings their seeing eye dog, and the dog just loves the sounds.
No.
Right in there, just neck and neck with their owner, and just experiencing the sound, just laid out. Just as uncommon as can be.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. That's exciting. You've done, I guess, some individual healing work too. I'm curious about some of that, the things that you've seen in that arena, of some of the transformation and changes.
It's amazing. I just recently I worked with a cancer patient, and she was very much interested in improving the quality. And wellness, the wholeness of her life, and I believe she knew that meant whatever she had left to make of it. Her experience, her personal experience, as we worked, I got a chance to work a number of sessions with her. She established a profound level of peacefulness and appreciation and gratitude and love for her life as it was, you know, in those moments, in those times of this great awakening and peace with her spirit. I've had people, countless numbers of people experience common things like headaches just disappear, intense stresses and pains in the neck and shoulders and other parts of the body just disappear. I've even had people report that their vertebrae, their backs, had reset back into alignment just by the vibration.
Excellent.
Yes. Many, many others I've brought to incredible relief to people that suffer from fibromyalgia, dystonia, Parkinson's, a number of other infirmities that just seem to just leave.
Oh my goodness, this is it's certainly exciting to open this venue. I guess let me think. Do you want drugs and surgery, or do you want to go bowling with Stephen?
That's right. Come on, do some crystal bowls.
Yeah.
Do you good.
Exactly.
No mess, no fuss. The ultimate way to get you feeling good, know your goodness within your own being, awaken your inner healer, and away you go onto the good life.
Yeah. That's so sweet, because if we think about, here we are, many of us in an urban lifestyle, and we're just used to a background noise of just the industrial life, urban living, and that's certainly not soothing. I don't have people moving to the cities and going, geez, I'm feeling so much better than ever. It's like, please, get me to the country, get me to the Utah, to the canyons, get me to the ocean at San Diego, wherever we can to get away from these things. And now we can go to your website, this chrysalis, chrysalis.com, and initially get a more of a taste test of this, and then, of course, order online and bring these vibrations in. And then you're okay if people, like, call you to have you do special concerts and different events, aren't you?
Oh, yes, very, very open to that, and I do a number of them. I can easily tailor the performance or the expression of the sound to any given situation. For instance, I've played for weddings and I've played for memorial services. Kind of give you a range there.
Oh, wow. Wow, okay. So the whole range of Alpha to Omega, the coming in and the going out and everything in between, you can do some music for us.
Yeah. I play a lot for a nursing and retirement homes as well. And that has a very, very wonderful effect and influence on the elderly. So.
Yeah. Geez, I wonder if there's a good song you could put to Kegel exercises.
There's some yoga instructors that are interested in this, you know. So again, another venue, another possible, very doable.
Yeah. That's I can imagine. There's just so many beautiful ways that this could work and help us to reconnect to another way of being.
Oh yes, absolutely.
And that's some of the thing that I want to invite my listeners to consider and appreciation for you is that here we are, if we tune in and go, okay, well, what is the range of sounds that you like? What kind of music? Is it country western? Is it ballads? Is it new age? Is it classical? Is it opera? Is it rap? I mean, there's just so many different types and vibrations. And then ask yourself, okay, well, how am I feeling? Do I put this on, and am I coming to this place of peace, of joy, or am I feeling yucky, or just how? And it's exciting to have you stepping forward with your powerful striker of fire that I see on your website here. People got to go see Stephen with the striker of fire to do the bowls. I think that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, swinging around the Jupiter orbit there.
and be able to utilize that to help us recalibrate to a different way of vibrating. And,
yes.
And reconnect to that so that when we're thinking, well, I all want peace on Earth, but if we're vibrating to sounds that are kind of upsetting us in some way, it's a little hard to connect to that inner peace when the stuff coming in through our eardrums is going at some level.
when it comes to peace, there's a song for it. There's a very much a sound sequence that elicits and speaks to that peace. You know, everyone and everything is broadcasting, you know, sound sequences. They're broadcasting a sound. And with the individual, I believe they're broadcasting the perfect prescription for vibration that they require to align themselves in a state of homeostasis. You know, that's wholeness and mm-hmm. wellness.
Yeah.
And it's best in being. And I've learned to listen to these sound sequences. And in a sense, I am playing that individual's personal symphony of sound back to them. I am feeding them or filling their prescription of sound. This is a very, very important aspect of this particular kind of music.
Yeah.
And, you know...
Gosh, that's exciting. I just noticed here our hour has flown
yeah.
by, and we have like a minute to have you kind of share any wrap-up sort of thing as we come to a conclusion here.
Yes. Well, my motivation, Kenneth, is to bring about a greater sense of peace, oneness, and unity within oneself and in turn with all of life. There is a larger perspective of awareness available to us all. It encompasses the universe. This music literally has a way of dissolving our limited perceptual boundaries, both in our thoughts and in our feelings. It is expansive in that it enhances our ability to hear, see, and feel the movement of consciousness. This is readily available and observable on an individual level, as many have discovered a new way of being superior to their former state. This is truly a powerful example of an individual transformation. My intention, Kenneth, continues in giving this gift to humanity. It is my goal, my vision, to create a chain reaction, a critical mass of people that have a higher conscious awareness of this world of vibration we live in. There is abundant goodness available to us all if we can just recognize it. I believe this music is helping to awaken humanity like never before. It is a paradigm shift from the need to acquire and get for selfish purposes to a state of true beingness, oneness, in which our awareness is all-encompassing of everyone and everything as a unified whole. One entity working for the betterment of mankind and this beautiful world we travel.
That's lovely. Stephen, thank you. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us. Thank you, beloved listeners, for tuning in to Advanced Living Radio every week. More fun and adventures, so tune in. Go visit advancedliving.com and check out the Comfort Technology. There'd be nothing better than listening to Stephen's crystal bowls with a Comfort Technology unit plugged in next to you. So happy Saturday, and beloved Stephen, beloved listeners, until we meet again, God bless, and goodbye for now.
Goodbye.